This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Andrew Nichols. Missouri's colleges and universities continue to educate an increasing number of international students. A report from the Institute of International Education says more than 17,300 international students enrolled at Missouri colleges and universities during the 2012-2013 academic year. That's a 7.7% increase over the previous academic year. The University of Missouri Columbia has the largest number of international students with 2,490. More Missouri students also are studying abroad. The report says about 4,900 Missouri students studied overseas during the 2012-2013 academic year, an increase of more than 300 from the previous year. A Columbia Documentary Film Festival has won financial support from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to continue exploring the boundaries between truth and fiction on the silver screen. The 10-year-old True-False Film Festival has grown into a nationally known event, drawing more than 30,000 moviegoers to Columbia for an extended winter weekend. The 3-year, $75,000 grant from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will be used to produce the festival's Neither Nor series. The festival previously received 2 1-year grants of $20,000 each from the Academy, which is best known for the annual Big Picture Oscar Awards. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has refused to halt the execution of white supremacist serial killer Joseph Paul Franklin, calling his crime in Missouri a, quote, cowardly and calculated shooting. Franklin is scheduled to die at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday in Bon Terre for killing 42-year-old Gerald Gordon in a sniper attack outside a suburban St. Louis synagogue in 1977. It was one of as many as 20 killings committed by Franklin, who targeted blacks and Jews in a cross-country killing spree between 1977 and 1980. He was convicted of 7 other murders, but the Missouri case was the only one that resulted in a death sentence. Franklin's execution is set to be the first in Missouri to use a single execution drug, pentobarbital. The 108 airports in Missouri contributed $11 billion to the state's economy, with $3.1 billion of that coming from more than 100,000 jobs. That's according to a study released by the Missouri Department of Transportation. The study looked at direct impact money, which includes the salaries of airport workers, ticket revenue, and contractors hired for construction. In addition to the direct impact, there is indirect impact money that includes hotel room and rental car sales. Columbia Public Works spokesperson Stephen Sapp says Columbia Regional Airport contributes $87 million to the local economy. The airport employs 745 workers, with a payroll around $27 million. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Nichols.